changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
This is my daughter, Leah, Mini Me, and I standing in the new Star Wars section of Disney World. And this is Hollywood Studios. Yes, there's four theme parks. Anyway, that's why it looks like we're almost in an Arab market or something like that. Because if you look at the Disney scenes where Guido fired first, by the way, or Solo fired first. Anyway, if you look, this is what it was like in Star Wars, in the cities, the towns that they would go into. It's really interesting because everything is super duper rusty. And as you get up on it, the metallic things, like the structures that are holding these things, or as you can see the little grate there above the man pushing the stroller, everything is super rusty. And of course, it's not real rust. It's new, it's good. And they go in and they make it look this way. And that's one of the things I find so fascinating is how they just put you there. So we're inside this Disney theme ride, or this Disney part of the park, and it's great. The Avatar part is even better. I will tell you that Rise of the Resistance is probably my second favorite ride now at Disney World. It's the new Star Wars themed ride. It's definitely a ride that pretty much anybody can ride. It's not heavy on the motion, etc. However, spoiler alert, there is a part in the Rise of the Resistance that just knocked me back. And this is all going to tie into what today's Jumpstart is about. If you're old enough to remember the original Star Wars when it came out, and maybe even like me standing in line to see it for an hour, and you go in and you see it, there are some iconic scenes. And one of them for me, and I think for most people, and that's why they incorporated it into the Rise of the Resistance, is the scene where Darth Vader first gets off of a Imperial transport ship and comes down the stairs, and there are all these stormtroopers waiting to greet him, basically as an act of allegiance to him and the Empire. And you just see this massive number of stormtroopers. I don't know how many extras they must have used for that, but there's just something like, wow, there is this uniformed armed military force, and you don't know what they look like. You don't know if they're robots. They're just armed and look dangerous. And in the Rise of the Resistance ride, you're on your mission, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then something happens and you are basically driven to the ground by the Empire. And when you get off, you're literally taken off your ship. You're on one ship and then you go, it's like a three-stage or four-stage ride. You come off your ship and they have replicated that scene with all of the Imperial soldiers, and they are all audio animatronic. So they all look the same. They're all holding guns. They're all standing there, but there's hundreds of them. And you get off and you're like, because you're on like, this is a ride. Oh, this is interesting. This is taking a different turn. You walk down and you go, because it triggers that scene in Star Wars. It was so good. We had a wonderful time. My daughter is an amazing planner. She planned the trip. She planned the days we would go. She picked the restaurants. She picked which theme park on which day. She's really good at that. She loves doing it. And there are certain things you just can't plan for, right? There were struggles. There were challenges. And going in, she and I both knew this. We both knew that going to a theme park, because we had gone to Universal Studios for Father's Day, and it was just a mass of people, and they were not imposing masks, but they were suggesting it, and The wait times were crazy. The food lines, I literally ate nothing but a pretzel, I think, one day. That's the only thing I could find. And I think I waited for 20 minutes for that. Whereas Disney just, man, it's Disney. They know how to move people through and make things happen. And even with Disney's magic and even with Disney's customer service, remember Disney always capitalizes the word G? You're a guest. They are a cast member. And you are a guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Even with all of that, there are some unplanned things. And it usually has to do with the other people who are attending the park. All right. For example, we walked out of the Hall of Presidents. The Hall of Presidents. Okay. Not a thrill ride. The Hall of Presidents. And some girl that was coming out, little girl, was vomiting on the sidewalk. I mean, just right as we went, when there's this herd of people pushing us and rah, like we're going to step in it or over it. Those are our choices. And then another time we were, I'm laughing because it's just human. It's just humanity, you know? Another time we were standing in line. This was for the new Avatar ride, which is just amazing. We did it very last. It was a great way to end the ride, end the time in the park. And as we're standing in line, there's a little boy whose face is about the height of the handrail, you know, you call it a handrail, but it's basically a channeling thing, you know, like a cattle move cows through things. And the little boy, his mom is on her phone. All she's doing is looking at her phone. She's totally ignoring the child. The child doesn't have a phone to look at, et cetera. So he's busying himself running his tongue up and down the handrail. And all I could think of was I was glad I was ahead of him in line. And who else might have been ahead of me in line, you know? So Disney's magic, and then there's human beings. And then I shared with you in yesterday's Jumpstart, or day before yesterday's Jumpstart, about the man who refused to put on a mask. Or didn't refuse to put on a mask, and then did a ride, Space Mountain, I think it was, and then wanted to buy the photograph they take. They always shoot a picture of you on the ride and then sell it back to you for around $15 or $20 for a picture. But you're on the ride, and the guy had pulled his mask down to have his picture taken, and they refused to sell it to him. And watching this guy escalate and get angrier and angrier at poor Disney employees and manager, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That kind of kills your, you know, as they say, that harshes your buzz, you know. You're here and you're in the magic of Disney, and yet there are issues, there are challenges, there are things. Well, we had a really great time, and I'm going to tie all this together by sharing something that just blew me away. I knew that there were going to be these challenges. I didn't know specifically about the little girl getting sick. I didn't know about the little boy licking the handrails and other things, you know. People who, as long as they don't make eye contact, they can cut across you. You know, as long as they don't look at you, doesn't matter if you're walking this way with everybody in the line, they're going to cut across you and you're going to stop because they didn't look you in the eyes. There are those things. And going into this, I had decided I was going to have a wonderful time by making sure that I was calm and confident and comfortable in my own skin. And that became my mantra. I am calm. I am confident. I am comfortable in my own skin. The thing about a mantra is, you can't just wait until there's a stressful situation and go, what was that? What was that? I got to remember. What is it? And by then you're too upset and it's over with. It's something you run through your head every single day. I love to liken the mind to a puppy. I did for the Complaint Free Life Inner Circle members. I know you know this. Juanita was there with me live yesterday. I did a new program that I'm doing for corporate events called Drop Stress and Gain Focus. And I liken the mind to a puppy, to a dog, like Teddy Bear here. The mind always wants to have something to do, and so you give it something to do. Even when you are meditating on nothing, your mind is meditating on the concept of nothingness. The mind always needs and wants something to do. Now, when you see the kid licking the railings, the handrails, and the mom ignoring him, your ego, because that's there to protect you, will naturally say, how dare that woman not? When you say things in your mind like, how dare they, or how could they, et cetera, you're in your ego and you are not calm, confident, and comfortable in your own skin. You're not just accepting what is. Now, I haven't gotten to the point of this, so stay with me, because the interesting part is really coming up. So I ran, I am calm, I am confident, I am comfortable in my own skin, over and over again. I am calm, I am confident, I am comfortable in my own skin. I am calm, I am confident, I am comfortable in my own skin. Over and over and over again in my head, I am calm, I am confident, I am comfortable in my own skin, right? Now, we experienced some other challenges. I think I may have told you that we had a problem with the heat going out, and yet the temperature was, with wind chill, in the 20s in Orlando. The heat went out in our Airbnb two nights in a row, and we woke up to it cold. And when we called to the front desk, they sent up two men who only spoke Spanish, who had understood that there was a leak in our room. Interesting, it took them 3 hours to show up for what they thought was a leak, right? But no, it was heat. And it was not fixed by the time we left. So again, I am calm, I am confident, I'm comfortable in my own skin, instead of, what the hell, we're paying $200 a night, blah, blah. That's what your ego wants. I am calm, I am confident, I'm comfortable in my own skin. So we are sitting there, and it's the night before we're supposed to leave, and Lee and I are sort of packing up and talking and having a glass of wine, and the kitchen's kind of in the middle, is in the middle. Her bedroom's off to one side, and mine's off to the other. And I tell her about this affirmation, and she looks like she has just been thunderstruck, because we had just talked about this is the best trip to Disney we had had, the most calm, we got everything done, people didn't bug us too much, et cetera. Everything just worked out. But if you look back, if you just listen to what I just said, everything didn't just work out. There were challenges along the way. What had happened was, inside, I was telling myself, I am calm, I am confident, I am comfortable in my own skin. And Leah said, the reason she looked thunderstruck was, she said, Dad, I knew that there were going to be challenges coming here. I knew that I needed to run something through my head that would make me feel okay being in this mass of people hitting you, bumping you, knocking you, slowing you down, speeding you up. That's what's really challenging parks, for me especially, and for Leah too. She said, Dad, I wrote down, I am calm, I am comfortable in my own skin. She said, I didn't put the confident part, but she wrote down, and she said, I've been saying, think about that. What a connection Leah and I have, father and daughter. I've been so grateful for this story and so excited to share it with you. And interestingly enough, I sat down yesterday to do this jumpstart, as you know, and Chrome had updated, and as a result, it wasn't working properly. I could not get into StreamYard, which is what I use to do these jumpstarts. And I was so excited to share this message with you, but I was being blocked on a technological level. It was not a quick fix. It took me about 20 minutes. And my goal was to tell you about being calm, being confident, and being comfortable in your own skin. So I had this dynamic tension going on, also knowing what my message to you is. So I'm going to type this affirmation in the comment section, and I want you to say this throughout the day as often as you can. I am calm. I am confident. comfortable in my own skin. You know what affirmation I used to say all the time? It took me a while to realize it. The affirmation that I used to say all the time, I didn't choose it. It was just something I said in my mind all the time. You know what it was? I'm scared to death. Isn't that weird? I'm scared to death. I'm going to write a program. I'm scared to death. Why? Oh, it may not turn out. Has it ever not turned out? No. Every one of my books is an international bestseller. Every one of my books has got almost 5 stars. I think my lowest is like 3.9 or something on Amazon. Maybe 4. And actually, it's probably like 4.2. Anyway, it was just a default setting. So why not? I am calm. I am confident. I am comfortable in my own skin. I am calm. I am confident and comfortable in my own skin. Your mind is a puppy. It needs something to play with all the time. And if you don't give it something to play with, it's going to get into mischief and it's going to find things that are going to make your life move in the direction you don't want to go, to where you don't have a good time at Disney. One of the things that was interesting about this was when these things occurred, when the girl threw up, we just walked around it. When the boy licked the thing, we just took care of it. There was another thing that was fairly, oh, I know what it was. We were checking out. We were on the 5th floor and we needed one of those carts that you push. Now, someone had already left a cart in the elevator. To some people in their mind, they're like, hey, nobody's going to catch me. I'll just put it in the elevator. Somebody else will ride down with it and push it off. Several times we found carts, but when we went to, because people had left them in the hallways, but when we needed one, they were all gone. What did that mean? People had just left them on other floors. You know what Lee and I said about the fact that we couldn't get a cart? Nothing. Absolutely no thing. We made it into no thing. We said, well, I guess it's several trips then. And we made several trips. Do you know how much that diminished my life? None. Do you know how much getting upset, being the opposite of calm, confident, and comfortable in my own skin? It messes with your energy. I am calm. I am comfortable. I am comfortable in my own skin. It's a way of staying relaxed. And how amazing that almost to the sentence, to the word, Little Bear, which is what I call Lee. I've always called her Little Bear since she was a baby. I call her Little Bear. Said that. We both had that same mantra and it was running through. We're both like, wow, isn't that amazing? So, share this message with people. There are people who want to know this and who are interested and also and could greatly benefit from that. So the way you do this, it's a 3-step process. Number one, click like, comment that you shared as you share. Click like, comment, and share as you shared. By the way, Disney, thank you. We had a wonderful time. If I ever accepted sponsorships, Disney might be the person or the organization I would. I know there's some bad things about Disney. I also know that they were the first, way before gays could marry, they offered domestic partnership, health insurance, et cetera, et cetera.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Complaint-free world, no more complaining people, their lives are changing, we're flying.